we are about to witness one of the great phenomena of the natural world.
Leave excerpt biology revision notes.
The lymphatic system. The lymphatic system is the second circulatory system in mammals. It is a one-way system of dead-ending vessels and lymph nodes. Lymph vessels collect fluid that surrounds each cell in the body and return it to the blood. Lymph nodes are swelling in the lymph vessels. They help fight infection in the body. The formation of lymph. Tissue fluid is plasma without red cells, platelets, or large proteins. It surrounds all body cells and helps transport materials in and out of cells. Tissue fluid is continuously being formed. To prevent swelling, tissue fluid must be drained. Most enters blood capillaries, but some enters dead-ending lymph vessels, where it is called lymph. Lymph vessels. Lymph vessels are found throughout the body. Lymph is moved slowly through lymph vessels by the muscular walls of the vessel and general body movements pressing on the vessels. The two main vessels are the thoracic duct on the left side of the body and the right lymphatic duct on the right shoulder. These ducts empty lymph into the bloodstream at the subclavian veins, which are located near the collarbone at the shoulder. Lymph nodes. Lymph nodes are small swellings found along the lymph vessels. They contain a large number of white cells. They are found in clusters which form glands, such as tonsils, neck and armpits. They filter bacteria and other harmful material from lymph as it passes. They store a large number of white blood cells called lymphocytes. Some lymphocytes kill microorganisms directly, but others make antibodies. The functions of the lymphatic system. The functions of the lymphatic system include to return tissue fluid to the body, to defend the body against infections, and to transport fat in the digestive system. Lymph has a milky appearance because of its high fat concentration.